You know, the word of the Lord is always on time. Because I saw that black widow spider this morning. And it's planning, it's strategy, but it will not win. That was the things that I was sharing with you at 10 o'clock. Because I saw it then. I saw it during the night. When the Lord began to show me that this pattern is, let's say, trying to do its work. But I need to give you something that I did not expect to share. Several days ago, we had a huge explosion downtown in Springfield. Buildings were damaged and busted and destroyed. And I got a telephone call from a friend of mine several days after, 4 or 5, 3 days, I don't remember the numbers. And this person said to me, what happened down street was intense. And I said, yes, I agree. I said, I also saw a terrible article written in the newspaper. And I didn't like what I saw written by a pastor, and I'm not going there. It just was very negative. And I'll remind you that God chose more than one prostitute to change many people's lives. And some prostitutes are working for much heavier dosage of control, which is really the warlock spirit using men. So my battle was not against flesh and blood. When I read that article, I was weeping inside saying, Lord, here's a man who has a pastor's position trying to destroy instead of building. His last comment, obviously, in the article was he was grateful to God that nobody died. I would have preferred that nobody got hurt, but they would all be saved. Your battle is not against flesh and blood. Your battle is against darkness. Okay? So this person proceeded to tell me, do you remember a dream I had 4 years ago? And I said, no. And immediately as he began to release the dream, he said, the reason I'm giving you the dream is because you told me what the dream meant. And immediately when he started to describe the dream, I immediately remembered the entire dream. And I won't go into the dream, but the dream does describe that spirit we call Jezebel. And in the dream, in between the bricks, this man was walking in that area of Springfield. And in between the bricks, he saw a face. And it was advertising itself as the Queen of Scots. And I said, yes, I remember that. That queen is really the same as this black widow spider. It cannot cohabit with anybody. There are dark forces that will not cooperate with anyone, even when they use people. It cannot. It doesn't have that capacity. It will not bow or accept responsibility. It is only good to push buttons and to control. And if it doesn't get its way, it'll scream and yell. And it'll make you believe that you're guilty when you're not. Can anybody relate? Put your hand up if you can relate. Look around now. See, I want you to be aware that you may think you're a subject to this thing, but you could be used by it as well. It doesn't care how it destroys, as long as it gets to kill you. This morning, the Lord told me to give to you John chapter 10. So if you'll go to John chapter 10, we'll skip the dream for a moment. Verse 7. Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever come before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate, whoever enters through me will be saved. He doesn't say might be. He said will be. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The thief comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's his plan. And guess who he's trying to steal, kill, and destroy? You, the believer. It's going to try to get you to feel guilty about anything when Jesus already washed you clean of all of your guilt and all of your self-condemnation. He took care of it on the cross, and either you believe it or you don't. If you go by your opinion and your emotions, you won't believe it, because you're going to see yourself making mistakes. Now, maybe not you, but I do. I see myself making big boo-boos. But I cry out to the Lord. I am a man of faith, and I believe what the blood has done. Even if the fruits are not perfect just yet, I am under construction. So look at your neighbor, say, get used to it. You're under construction. And so am I. Even if I'm mad at you, I'm going to love you by choice. You have no option. Get rid of the thief. Get rid of the accuser. He's trying to kill us. But he's not going to win. Hallelujah. Yeah, you better. Give him a clap offering. Because the Lord has already succeeded. Okay? But you see, the fruits of the darkness hang out for a while. Amen? If the fruits of darkness are what you concentrate on, what are you going to be looking at? The darkness. So in the dream, my friend is walking in that same section of Springfield. That's 4 years ago now. And all of a sudden, he saw a guillotine. And the guillotine came slicing down and cut off the head of a woman, calling herself a queen. God lowered the boom. It took 4 years for the dream to become a reality. Because as he began, I said, my God, Jezebel is dead. See, your battle is not against the people to get ruined by this spirit. Your battle is not against you made of flesh and blood. Ephesians 6:12. Your battle is against the darkness that is trying to overwhelm you with a bunch of lies. And the Christmas season brings out the best in this stuff. Come on. How many of you have a few expectations that it might be like last year? Or the year before? Well, declare it now. It's going to be better than last year. It's going to be full of healing. And a lot of resurrection. And that includes in you. And in me. Because he's not finished with us yet. Yes, dear.
You know the building that was had all the windows blown out?
Yeah.
They kept showing that picture. That's where my brother's office was.
Was?
2 years ago. It was there 2 years ago and moved up the street. And the day of the explosion, we were all trying to call the family because they all worked there. And nobody could get through. And people were calling me going, how's the family? How's everybody? I'm like, we don't know. We haven't heard. At 6:30, my daughter got a hold of my brother's wife, and she's like, for some reason, Teddy let everybody leave early on Friday.
Wow.
And Tim Graney, who was the last person to leave, was driving when the explosion hit. And he drove back to the office, and there was two windows that got it, and they're pretty far up. In a new building, they got the doors got blown, pushed open. But he's like, he was called my brother, and he's like, I'm amazed that nothing, that you let us leave and nobody's hurt. And I'm like, I have to scream and God, thank you, Lord. And my sister-in-law's going, which mother's saying, thank you, Lord, because it's a miracle.
Yes.
They've been driving, because they all drive that way, right near there.
Yeah.
So many people could have got hurt, and the Lord protected all of them. Teddy just, for some reason, said, let's all get out of here early today.
That's right.
So I give him glory, because...
So what does that tell you?
The darkness didn't take them over, that's for sure.
So the sheep hear his voice. Do they know they're sheep? Some of them don't have a clue they're sheep.
No, my brother has no clue.
But I'll guarantee you this. The Lord was able to get through in spite of him.
Yes. Yes.
How many have a few stubborn sheep that they know? Thank you. Good grief. Get over it. Okay? God's big enough to get through the stubborn ones. Okay? They may have a big horn. They may make a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah.
You know, big horns there. And they poke and push and shove.
I can be one at times like that.
How many can put their horns back on once in a while? Thank you. Let's not go there. To the best of our ability, cry out for help. Cry out for the Lord to really break that old stuff down. Now again, he doesn't say they might hear. They do hear. Okay? Verse 14. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Knowledge. That's relationship. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep, whether they know me or not. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. Guess who he qualifies, huh? He qualifies you and me. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Verse 17 is very important. The reason my Father loves me is that I laid down my life only to take it up again. Are you ready? Close your eyes. Say, the reason Papa loves me,
is
I'm choosing to lay down my life. And my plan for tomorrow, next year, and a few years down the road, I lay it down by choice. And if I try to pick it up, I'm asking the Holy Ghost to get on my case so I can let it go quickly. Laying down my life will mean that I don't get what I want when I want it. I get what I need.
I
When I need it.
There's
a difference. Amen? Papa loves me. He knows not to give me something I'll hurt myself with. Yeah, he knows not to give me something that I'll hurt myself with. He won't let you play with a knife if he knows you're going to cut yourself open. He won't give you a gun so that you shoot your head off. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
Get a clue. He's only going to give you what you need, not what you want. Oh, a gun would be handy. You could probably plow down a few people that you can't stand. Mm-hmm. Including yourself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Not all the time.
Thank you. Are you catching on? Don't get angry with yourself because God is in love with you. Oh. Oh. Boy. God's opinion and yours don't match, do they?
No, not always.
Put your head over your heart, close your eyes. Say, I'm going to declare what God says
about me.
His opinion is better
of me
than my old opinion.
So get me a new opinion.
Today,
I'm declaring myself.
Not guilty because of the blood.
And I'm
going to
keep declaring it.
That I'm righteous.
Because of faith in His
workmanship.
He did it.
All for me.
Because He loves me.
So I've got to get a clue.
He's in love with me.
Isn't it great?
He loves me.
He loves me.
He really loves me.
I'm letting myself know.
He loves me.
So I better choose.
To love myself.
Because I'm under construction. Anything worthwhile is going to be work. Some of us go by the emotions, and it doesn't work. If you go by His promise, it will work.
He laid down His life only to take it up again. Why? Because He knew there would be a resurrection day. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. See, He's doing this because Papa said so. And I'm asking you to love yourself so that we can survive. Not that you can survive. Because laying down your life means you're not going to get what you already think you need. Or that you so desperately want. You know what? Get a new opinion of yourself. God's going to have a great Christmas lined up for all of us if we simply love ourselves the way He loves us.
Amen.
And your kids and your grandkids and your relatives and all those that you have lined up to celebrate with are going to be a lot happier because you're in love with you. Because of what He did for you.
A few weeks ago, I told you guys your altitude will be determined by your attitude. And this Christmas is going to be a lot greater if your attitude about yourself is to love the one you are, the way you are, so that He can manifest through you. You sang Emmanuel. He's in us. He's in you, and He's in us. Why? Because Jesus paved the way. Now, Father, I ask that You would get this message into their hearts so that they would recognize that as they lay this stuff down, You will pick them back up in due season and resurrect them to new life. and Jezebel is dead.
Amen.
Now, if you check out the scriptures in 1 Kings, I believe, or 2 Kings, when she's finally dead, you'll notice that her hands and her feet and her head were not eaten by the dogs. So if you're a real nosy person, you will go check it out for yourself. But why? That the dogs ate everything but her hands, her feet, and her head. And that's a challenge for some to get a clue. If she lost her body, that means the people that worked for her are in disarray. Yes, dear?
What is 1 Kings you said?
I don't have the reference exactly. Or is that what you were looking up?
No.
We'll give it to you. It's in 1 and 2 Kings. The two letters are places where you'll find the story about Jezebel, because she's a queen. Okay? And you'll see Ahab there, and you'll see Elijah there. And a lot of things go on, but it's important to know that she was a very nasty lady. And God took care of the details. Okay?